Thanks for calling Arrow.
Hey, Christopher?
Yeah, this is Chris.
Chris, this is Amy Nelson with Local Splash. I'm calling from the Google Guarantee Department. Your account came across my desk for a possible upgrade. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How can I help you?
Well, I'm doing good, too. I was just calling to touch base with you. Have you ever heard of Google Guarantee?
No.
Okay. It's up with the...
Actually, I take it back. I have the original guy that signed me up for you guys talked to somewhat about it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. We do always try to lay the groundwork because when we sign you up and we know that you're a great candidate for it, then we try to go ahead and get you all of the information as soon as possible. It looks like your account's been going very well with us. You've been with us for 6 months. You have great content here, and you've gotten pretty good services coming from us. So since you are licensed and insured, we wanted to reach out to you and let you know that we had a spot available with the Google Guarantee portion of the first page of Google for guaranteed leads.
And what does that consist of?
What that consists of is there's a $250 application fee. This gets the application for Google Guarantee completed and background checks for all face-to-face employees that you deem appropriate. Once that application fee has been submitted and completely processed, that entire process takes a minimum of 4 weeks, maximum of 8, usually right around the 4-week mark, though. We've been seeing really good results with that. And then what happens is we go ahead and contact you to set the minimum monthly budget. Your minimum monthly budget would be set at $383. Your lead cost is set at $29.33, so that's 13 Google Guaranteed leads. The advantage to the Google Guarantee leads is that those leads go to nobody else. They only go to you. They don't go to other service providers. There's a specific Google call tracking number that we provide for you. All the calls are recorded, so if there was ever an issue, say it was a sales or solicitation call, say it was a service you didn't offer or an area you didn't offer it in, then you would not be charged for that lead because it would be considered unqualified. Okay. Once you've been Google Guarantee approved, then Google then backs your Google Guarantee listing with $2,000 of additional insurance per client in the event that something ever went wrong. I'm sure that doesn't ever happen to you, but it is one of the advantages to be listed as a Google Guarantee client. So instead of some of the stuff you may have experienced, like through Angie's or HomeAdvisor, any of those pay-per-lead services where you pay for leads when you don't really even talk to people or you're not landing the job, this is pretty much the complete opposite of that. This is leads that are coming in directly from Google.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, to be honest with you, at this time, I'm going to hold off on that.
Okay. All right. Do you have any questions regarding the Google Guarantee program or anything I can
do? Not really. I mean, they want to do a background check on the employees or myself and all that stuff, which is fine, I guess. But if something comes back on someone's record, I mean, what does that mean?
It just means that they're not a person who's approved for the Google Guarantee. It doesn't mean the entire company's shot. I mean,
But at the same time, my whole thing is, I mean, if they want to deny that, you know what I mean? Then that just, I mean, people's past doesn't make what they are now, is what I'm getting at.
Trust me, I as a person with a past, I completely 100% agree with you, okay?
Yep.
I got you, 100%, okay? That's why we set the groundwork and we let you know ahead of time. You know, if you're going out, how many technicians do you have?
Myself.
Just yourself? Okay. Is it anything stronger than like a DUI or a misdemeanor?
No, I mean, I don't believe so, no.
Okay, then there's no reason that you wouldn't be approved.
Yeah. So like I said, it's just, you know, that kind of stuff bothers me because everything.
Okay.
Again, well, if you have a person of the past, then you're in my candidate, you're in my boat.
Mm-hmm.
But to have that stuff always just thrown around like that just irritates me.
Yeah. I understand, absolutely. It is definitely in the past. It's not something that I live through every single day any longer. You know, I've definitely put it behind me. And the only reason for that background check, Chris, is simply because they want to make sure that there's no, like, crimes against children, no crimes against, you know, humans, things like that. Just to keep everybody safe and to list you as a provider, because they are going ahead and backing you with that additional stuff. So, and as a person who's had a past, obviously, of some sort, I mean, every person on the planet does, just not everybody got caught, you know, like, that type of situation. Like, nobody's trying to, like, lord it over you or hold it over your head by any means. And I think that personally, in my personal opinion, I trust somebody who's turned their life around, and I know that they've had a past with things, you know what I mean? And that's just my personal opinion, but this is a guideline from Google, so we wanted to offer it to you first because we think you'd be a great candidate. So if for any reason you do change your mind, feel free to give me a shout back, okay?
I will, thank you.
All right, it was a pleasure speaking with you today, and you have a wonderful day, okay?
All right, you too, bye.
All right, thanks, bye.